808 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Friday. And this Friday morning, we are so glad to have for you again another edition of Going Around PA's 75th. That means State Representative Mike Garmin, and he has joined us. And this morning, he's joined us live in the studio. Representative Armanini, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you here with us. And we always appreciate these updates on what is happening, not just in Pennsylvania's 75th District, but statewide. And we thank you for sharing some great insight. And we're going to jump right into it here on this Friday morning. Things are getting tense, and rightly so, at the state capitol, because you are currently in budget hearings and negotiations because the state budget needs to be worked out here within the next 3 months, right?
It certainly does, and it's going to be very interesting 3 months. Right now, I would say we're very far from the proposed budget from Governor Shapiro.
Yeah.
You know, the extended costs that he is putting on with inflation, and it's going to be interesting. I would say right now they have the chessboard out, and they're putting the pieces on the board.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of discussions, a lot of concerns. So it's interesting. How do we want to move Pennsylvania in keeping us strong and, you know, with a good bank account to be able to fund all these great programs and agencies that we have throughout the Commonwealth? It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. And it's interesting to note as well, in this day and age of DOGE, and we're talking about government efficiency on a national scale, it seems to kind of be lost in the minds of some at the state capitol. Because there are a lot of increases in that proposed budget, aren't there?
There are many increases in the budget, and you know, you are right. Unfortunately, there are many legislators in Harrisburg who really do not have a business sense of mind. They just think money appears and we just move on.
Grows on trees.
Right. You know, so, you know, none of the... myself being, you know, in the powder metal industry, yes, right. There's always been always hard decisions that you had to make, you know, for your business to be to survive and to grow and to be profitable. And we really have to start looking at that, you know, at government. You know, when the governor came out and said, federal workers, I have 5,000 jobs for you in Pennsylvania. How are we going to fund that? You know, that is my first question. And where are these 5,000 jobs? Mm-hmm. You know, we still have empty buildings in Harrisburg and throughout the Commonwealth because, you know, people are still working from home. I think that's probably the worst scenario to allow people still to do that, because we need to get back and we need to interact. We need to do that.
Yeah.
When you leave your house, you have to purchase goods, which helps the economy. So it's going to be interesting. You know, his main tax caveats are, of course, the legalization of marijuana and the skills games. I for one, will not support any marijuana bill. I think that's terrible to think that that's what we're going to do to generate tax revenue to keep our state moving. Let's really look at the other states throughout the country who have legalized this and the problems that go with it.
Yeah.
Yes, he claims, well, people are going to over the border to Ohio, New York, New Jersey, and buying it. We're not taking, you know, the benefits from it. Governor, they're also doing that with natural gas, coal, and oil. You know, no common sense. We have to get Pennsylvania out of this energy mindset of getting into these reggies and not being a producer. Yes, we are a producer, and he'll taunt that from time to time, but the potential that we have to grow that industry, to bring tax dollars into Pennsylvania like you would never believe, It's amazing that we're not even looking at that. And the skills games, Yes, I believe they need taxed, but I want my private clubs and organizations, my nonprofits, exempt from that. Mm-hmm. Because the money that they are generating from those games in their clubs is not making wealth for individuals.
Right.
It's keeping little leagues. It's keeping community pools. It's keeping so many things in the area open by them being able to give those winnings to, you know, excuse me, not winnings, to give those, you know, the profits that they do make from mm-hmm. the machines, it's going into the public.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we cannot let Plaques Casino in Philadelphia make the rules on this. Yes, yeah. It is you can tax whatever you want and with conveniences, but please leave the nonprofits out of it.
Well, the budget battles will continue over the next several months, and we look forward to updates from you.
Yes, they will continue. You know, right now it's just a lot of, okay, how are we going to present this and so forth? And I'm very appreciative. Our new leadership, even though we are in the minority in, of course, the House, we are working very closely with the Senate. So there's a good relationship there to whereas... it's even making the case stronger. So it will be interesting how things unfold.
Okay. Good to hear that. And we will continue to receive updates from you, Representative Armanini, as we move forward. Speaking of budgets and speaking of efforts to save money, it's obvious that the Penn State University does need to save money, and they need to figure out where they need to pare back. But, you know, one potential closing has caused a great deal of concern locally, and for good reason, and that is the idea that possibly Penn State Dubois could be one of those campuses that is closed as they scale back operations. Could you give us an update on where that stands at the moment?
Sure. Well, you know, of course, right now they're taking public comment and myself, along with Senator Langerhoek, we are waiting for our date to meet with President Beneputi mm-hmm. in, of course, University Park.
Good.
To go over with why, of course, we think that the Dubois campus should definitely stay open.
Sure.
And, you know, that campus is so unique from, you know, the only campus that offers a wildlife program, the launch box, the new 4.0 academy. Mm-hmm. That is one campus that is really working with the areas to bring in what does industry need to sustain itself and to grow, and you know what other healthcare you know professions can we train people in that will help, of course, you know, the urgency of rural healthcare. So we've been very thankful for all the letters that have been sent in. Yesterday, we had a meeting with local business leaders mm-hmm. and so forth. Chamber of Commerce, Jody was there with us to discuss on our game plan. So when we go to meet with her, mm-hmm. we can, you know, throw everything at her but the kitchen sink to, you know, make our point why keeping this, campus strong and open. And the thing that we have is, and I really liked how she said, for the next 100 years, they're making the decisions. Mm. Regardless of what statistics they show of population decrease for the next 5-10 years, this will be the hotspot once the critical minerals, rare earth, mm-hmm. are to begin to get, you know, out of the ground.
Right.
We are in the mecca of it. Yeah. Clearfield, Elk County, Jefferson County. That is where the deposits are in great numbers. The purity of the rare earth that is under us is unbelievable. This will be a growing area in 20 to 30 plus years, moving on how she wants her 100-year plan.
Sure.
And we've worked so closely with Penn State, has been so integral in the research of this new industry you better have a campus here.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's going to grow. So we're looking forward to meeting with her. And, you know, we're just, of course, being optimistic and hoping the best, because this campus is unique, and it gives that small town school effect for those kids who don't want to start out right away at the main campus. It saves them a lot of money by not having to, well, I think it's around $18,000 they save a year by not having to pay room and board.
Sure.
So, and everything that they just put into it with the new PAS Center, it's like,
true.
It'd be a shame.
Yes.
Working very, very hard on that. That is, that's my top priority, is to try to keep this campus open, because it's just such an integral part of our community and our economy.
No doubt about that. And just like last month when we spoke with you about that, the potential over the phone, can hear the passion that you have for keeping it open. And I think there's a lot of very strong positive arguments on behalf of keeping Penn State Du Bois alive and well.
Indeed, indeed.
All right. You know where we're at here.
Yep.
The time has flown right by like it does every month. But I don't want to let you go without giving us an update on, we announced, I believe, a week or so ago about the Unclaimed Property Clinic, which was scheduled to take place at your Du Bois office this month. It had to be moved a bit. So could you update us on that?
Sure thing. That will take place on April 22nd. Now, at the Du Bois office at 10 a.m.
Okay.
So a representative from Treasurer Garrity's office will be there that you can have one-on-one to go over the unclaimed property. And I was with her this past week. She's rolling out a new program. And what that is that unclaimed property under $500, mm-hmm. they're just going to send you the check.
Oh, okay.
And I was looking over the list of recipients from my district, and I think there was well over 35 of them.
Good.
So if you get a check in the mail from PA Treasury, Stacy Garrity, for unclaimed property, that's a real check. Make sure you go cash it.
And that's interesting, and that's a great move to help remedy some of this backlog of all of these possessions and amounts. I also noticed that there's going to be an auction of some unclaimed property as well.
Yes, yes. Yeah. You know, she's being very creative and, you know, like she says, this is not property of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Yeah, right.
This is property of individuals of Pennsylvania, you know, residents. So she's doing a great job with that. Always enjoy working with her.
For sure. Well, State Representative Armanini, we are just about out of time. Anything else you want to quickly touch on here of what's going on in the 75th District?
Well, you know, spring's coming out and so forth, the nice weather. People get out and enjoy this beautiful district. Of course, the leaves will start coming, the flowers will start coming up. Enjoy it. Take advantage of it. Be careful out there. We know the little kids will be on their bicycles and so forth. And, you know, soon summer will be coming because I don't know about you, Dan, but March was a blink.
And it did go fast.
It did go fast. So, you know, we have some more upcoming events that we'll be announcing here probably in about a month or so. But the Senior Expo at the mall that I share with Senator Langerholt, of course, is June 5th. That'll be here before you know it. And, you know, other things that we'll have, of course, we're working on another license plate event and probably either a more programs for my seniors to protect them against fraud. That's another thing that we're working on. So always something, you know, going on. If you have any needs or questions, feel free to, you know, always stop at the offices in Du Bois or St. Mary's. My staff is wonderful, and they're always there to help you.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate it so much getting that update, as we've had some time here on this Friday morning to go around PA 75th with State Representative Mike Armanini. Mike, thanks again, and hope that you have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you. Same to you.